box. Hello and welcome to another edition of Mailbox. First off, I'd like to thank you all for the Easter greetings you sent us here at Radio Prague. I hope that you also enjoyed the holiday. Writing from Algeria, Bezazel Ferhat Ben Rabah explained how a tradition is observed there at this time of year, which is similar to the Czech Republic's own Easter customs.
Here in Algeria, we also paint eggs to celebrate a festival to mark the coming of spring. But they're not quite the same as the traditional painted egg, which Czechs call a kraslice.
Thank you, Bezazel, for that. It's certainly interesting to know that a spring festival is observed in Algeria, which has similarities with Czech Easter traditions. Incidentally, you can see photos of many beautiful Czech kraslice or painted Easter eggs on our website, which were sent to us by listeners for our Easter competition. You can find these pictures at www.radio.cz. Now, regular listener David Eldridge in England had this to say about a report Rob Cameron did on a proposed Hollywood film about Mlada Horáková, the Czech democratic politician who was executed after a Stalinist show trial in the 1950s.
I'm sure we're not likely to see any contribution to historical understanding from a Hollywood take on the Mlada Horáková trial. All we are likely to see is the usual dumbing-down effect of a Hollywood movie that has little in the way of historical merit, and a lot of cash going into the pockets of the production team.
Thank you for your comment, David. Let's hope that the Czech-born producer of the film, David Mrnka, doesn't let it become too Hollywoodized. Nebylo a nebo bylo, za sedmero horami pršelo, jen selilo, každá rada dobrá mi. Je těžký bát se, kolik zkusíš uchovat si prostotu, těžší rád mít, koho musíš, ale možná proto stu. Dívám se zpět dírou v plotě, na klice zašla už měť, vzdálen si v čase. Czech accordionist and singer Raduza, who was featured in last weekend's edition of Magic Carpet, which many of you said you enjoyed a lot, including Alistair Fairweather, who was listening to us in Toronto.
The segment this morning featured the Czech singer Raduza performing three songs live. I loved what I heard, as I'm a big world music fan, so I did some research on her on the internet. I visited her website and noted that she's released two discs, but there was no indication of a live CD. Has she in fact released a live CD from which your broadcast was taken, or was this a live show recorded especially by Radio Prague?
Actually, Magic Carpet's presenter, Petr Doruška, has told me he was playing a live Radusa album called Vše je jedním, meaning something like All is One in English. You should be able to find out more details via the website of the record company that released the album. Simply go to www.indiesrec.cz. And Indies Rec is spelled I-N-D-I-E-S-R-E-C. That's all we have time for in Mailbox this week. Before I go, I'd like to give you our question for this month's competition once more. It sometimes happens that two inventors simultaneously come up with the same idea independently of each other. This was, for instance, the case with the lightning rod, which was invented by Benjamin Franklin, and also a Czech scientist at roughly the same time. We'd like to know the name of the Czech inventor. Answers to the competition, as well as all your letters, should be sent to Radio Prague, 12099 Prague, the Czech Republic. Or you can also send us a quick email to english@radio.cz. I hope you'll be able to join me, Colleen O'Connor, for more of your comments and queries next week.